the book Hebrews, part 40. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, South Africa. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name? All the time I'm using the name Yahweh, Yahushua, Ruach HaKodesh. How did it originate? Where does it come from? Why has it been taken, removed from history for 1,800 years? And why suddenly has it appear, reappear? And where does all this all come from? It must leave a big question mark. While the Bible says, even if an angel has come as the angel of light with another gospel, let him be cursed. And here we are preaching the original gospel as Yahushua did 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Get the book, What is Your God's Name? Or just go to my website and click on articles. When you open the website, click on articles. And there is an introduction to the book of Revelation, which is 80 or 85 A4 pages. It's called What is Your God's Name? Just sit and read through that. Make your own study. If you're not sure, contact us at my WhatsApp number, +27 International for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. It's also just here, I just want to say, for the Afrikaans-speaking people that would like to go and just visit the website in Afrikaans, it's https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters. In the English, it's the Father's name, Yahweh. In the English, in Afrikaans, it is Yahushua, the Son's name. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very welcome. Excuse me. You are very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you're surely not going to understand from here on what we were talking about. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies. That's the English studies, of course. Send this link to your friends and family and to those that you love, and just start a conversation. Just ask anybody, how was the sun created or originated? Just take it from there. Interesting question. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a pleasure that we can just every morning begin the day with revelation word like this. You don't get this on the internet. This you will not find. This is a revelation word. Hallelujah. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Now we are going to continue where we left off yesterday. Now I want us to read John 1 verse 4 and 5 just to, as introduction, just to get the flow. In him, capital H, was life, Yahushua, capital L, and the life was in him and the light of men. Now both the L's were capitals, and the light shine of capital L in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Little overwhelmed indeed. Now we are going to look at John the Immerser. Now in this one chapter we saw where the word began, the first three phases of verses in heaven. Then verse 4 and 5 we saw that the light that was created or spoken in Genesis 1 verse 3 is the very same light that became the son of Yahweh, who was an angel, because he says, to whom of the other angels has he said, today you are my son, I have begotten thee, I begat thee. Hallelujah. And now we have the third portion from verse 6. And there was a man sent from Yaffa, whose name was John. I just want to say John the Immerser, he's not Apostle John. The same came for a witness, and bear witness of the light. Now look at this. Hallelujah. Look at this. Your 1611 King James Bible or the Restoration Bible. The same came for a witness, and bear witness of the light. Who's the light? Because that's a capital L. You don't need to make it a capital L. It is a capital L. Funny that they keep people in darkness, not revealing the knowledge. You know why didn't they use capital letters? Because they didn't have the revelation of the revelation word. He bear witness of the light, Yahushua, that all men through him, that him must be a capital letter, Yahushua, might believe it. Wasn't that his mission? That all men through him, Yahushua, might believe, be drawn to the light, Yahushua. Verse 8, he, which is John, look at my hand, was not the light. Now why is that light with a capital L? Well, he's surely referring to Yahushua. But why hasn't it been in all the other portions of the book of John, Apostle John here? You see, by keeping it small letters, they bring confusion. And you know what does the devil perform? What is his fuel through which he performs? It's confusion. He, John, was not that light, John the Immerser, but was sent to be witness of that light. Light again, capital L, Yahushua. That was the true light. He was the true light. I will make that true, a capital T, for myself. He was the true light, Yahushua, which lightened every man that cometh into the world. He brings that lightens, make it an L, capital L. He's the light that drives away the darkness. He's the light that drives away the sin of the world. Verse 10, he, Yahushua, was in the world, and the world was made by him. That him should be a capital H, and the world knew him not. That him must be a capital H as well. Now there's something that we missed here. Verse 10, and Yahushua was in the world after he was born, after he was immersed, and his ministry started. He was 30 years old when he was immersed by John the Immerser. And after the immersing, his ministry started for 3 years. 2 years of his life, he only ministered to the nation of Israel. He says to his people, he came to his people, Israel, not the sinners, not the world. Then in the beginning of the third year of his ministry, Yahweh sealed the ears of the Israelites and the ears not to acknowledge him, not to accept him, not to hear the word of salvation, in order for the gospel of salvation to be taken to the Gentiles, which were the northern 10 tribes of Israel. That's where we come from. Today I'm not part of the northern 10 tribes, Today I'm a full-blooded Yahwist through the grace of Yahushua, understanding the revelation word as it is written. Let's go back to verse 10. He, Yahushua, was in the world. He was not from the world. He came to the world. He was in the world. And the world was made by him. It's impossible. The world wasn't made by him. The Father made the world. It was made for him. We already worked through this. For him and by him. In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God, the Word was God. We worked through that. The world was made not by him, for him. If there was no world, no earth, no world, there was no reason for a Redeemer called Yahushua. There was no reason for a Savior called Yahushua. So it was made for him. And the world knew him. That must be a capital H. Not. They did not knew him. Why? Because he came to his own. He came to Israel. The nation of Israel. But after 2 years, Yahweh changed the ministry of Yahushua in order to, for Yahushua to take the gospel of salvation, the revelation word, to the Gentiles. That's why the first place we notice this is when he stops or stands with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and he says, "Give me water." She says, "But this is, it's not protocol for as a Hebrew man, a Jew, to speak to me. It's unknown. I'm a heathen. I'm a Gentile. I'm a Samaritan." He says, "Give me water. I will give you water. I will give you water. And a spring of living water shall rise from within." But you don't even have a mug or a jar. She was thinking about normal water when he was actually talking in a figurative speech about the water of life. The rivers of eternal waters, the same waters in Revelation 22 that runs from the throne of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Go read Revelation 22 verse 1. Streams of water running from his throne. But as many as, or he says, his own received him not. His own. His own. The own Israel. After own, you can brackets just right there. Israel. Yeah, but we're not allowed to write in our Bibles. It's a book. It's an important book. And if you need to put an inscription there to rectify something or to remember something, in order in future when you speak from that scripture, you can see it and immediately remember it, because you can't remember everything. It's impossible. Now he says, he, Yahushua, came into his own, and his own received him not. So there's three H's there that must be capital H's. But as many as received him, capital H, Yahushua, to them gave it he, capital H, power to become the sons. That son must be a capital S. Sons of God, or Yahweh. Today we are called sons, kings, and priests, all capital letters. Sons, kings, and priests of Yahweh our Elohim. This earth is not our end destination. But on this earth today, I'm a king, a son, and a priest, or a son, king, and priest. As a son, I've inherited everything that Yahushua inherited. I'm an heir of everything that Yahushua obtained through his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm a king. I'm anointed as the king. When I rule over Satan as a king. One of Yahweh's sons who are kings. We are princes. We are kings. And priests. When on this earth, when I enter my house, I'm the priest of my house. I need to guide and lead my family in the direction of the word of Yahweh, our Elohim. We sons, kings and priests, as long as we are on this earth. But this is not eternal eternity. Instead, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58 says, one day in a twinkle of an eye, we're going to be changed from immortal to immortality, from an earthly into a heavenly body. We will meet him in the air, Yahushua. That's the coming of Yahushua. It's not the rapture. It's the coming, the parousia. The rapture is the harpachu. And the rapture or harpachu is not for the bride of Yahushua. That is for one third of Israel. And that's not the church that is going to become a spiritual Israel bride. No, no, no. That's a lot of rubbish. That's a lie. That's a lie that we were taught since I was in Bible school. We are a spiritual Israel. Oh, then Ezekiel 37, the bones. When he prophesies on the bones and the movement came, the bones is not the church is the bones. It's not the church. Yeah, the church is dead. But that's not the bride. That's Israel. The bride of Yahushua is not a lot of bones. We are humans functioning under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, preaching the gospel of salvation with power and might and authority in the name of Yahushua. We are not a lot of dead bones. But when I look at the church world today, they look like a lot of dead bones. That is Israel, the 12 tribes of Jacob. Now we're going to stop right here with this interesting study. I want you to continue over this weekend with the study. John 1, right to the end. Make your notes. With the info that you have now, you should change your notes that you had the last week, because it's totally different. Go make your own study and pray for this ministry. Be a blessing unto others this weekend in the name above every other name. The name Yahushua. Hallelujah.